The last time I spoke to the funeral home, they told me they're expecting the package, I think, from the embassy of Zimbabwe, which has received the papers from home. So we should get them today. And once they have those papers, they're going to be contacting Delta to make the reservation. So we are hoping if all goes well, they'll give me a date, but I'm hoping for next week, Wednesday. And tomorrow we are having a memorial. People will be coming here to Savannah, and we have a service, and they say their goodbyes to those who knew Gogo or some of my friends. So we are having it in Savannah. We start from 12 o'clock, but the service starts at 2 o'clock.
As we speak right now, how is the fundraising going?
It's really coming up good, because last time I checked in the morning, it was now about $2,000. It's coming, it's promising, it's coming out okay.
Do you have any appeal to make?
My appeal is if they could just help me raise the funds, because, like I said, I haven't been working for the past 4 months trying to take care of mom. And I had started to work, I'd only wait for 3 days, so I won't get a check from that. I'll get a check after I come back from home. So that's the only problem I'm having, the finances, and I feel bad about it. Because, you know, I'm supposed to be responsible, taking care of mom and taking care of this. But it just happened at a time when I least expected. And when I went home in November, I spent about close to 18,000 medical bills and taking care of things at home the 3 months I was there. And at times I asked myself, maybe if I'd known, should I have not used that money? You know, it's like you ask yourself questions. And like now at times I feel bad. I'm putting my family into this predicament because I'm the one who brought mom here. So I find feeling guilty again. Maybe if I hadn't brought her here, we wouldn't be in this situation.